T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Joining us now, Manny Navarro. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan. Manny Navarro covers the Hurricanes for The Athletic. Manny, first of all, I know you're not feeling that good, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. I hope nobody forced you to do this because I feel bad, man. I feel bad.
No, man, you know, it's one of those things. Michael Jordan played with the Blue Bulls, right? I can go on the radio.
I love it. I love it. Manny, give us a little bit of an update as to where the Miami Hurricanes stand. I'll put it to you this way. The last few days have been much quieter in terms of news trickling down about the Miami Hurricanes, whereas a few weeks ago, I was waiting for my hit every single night of a new signee or transfer from Miami.
Yeah, it has slowed down a little bit, and you know, this past weekend was a big weekend for them. They hosted 5 guys, including a quarterback out of Houston who they were able to sign. So they finally got a quarterback in the recruiting class, which I thought was important, considering, you know, Jaren Williams had talked about transferring, and we know the history with Nicosi Perry. So that was a good get for Miami. But basically, they're down to waiting just for a handful of guys to see if they could add them to the class. And I think Manny Diaz is also still, you know, sort of searching the transfer portal to find offensive linemen and potentially to address a couple of other needs on defense. So, you know, I think right now it's going to be quiet up until signing day because a lot of these kids want to, you know, have the drama of announcing on signing day. But I think Miami feels pretty good about the defensive tackle, Jared Harrison Hunt, who they just posted this past weekend, and then Martin Emerson, who's a cornerback who's committed to Mississippi State, he also visited. So I think they feel pretty good about those two guys, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens on February 6th.
I believe it was on a podcast the other day with Bruce Feldman that Manny Diaz was talking about how Miami has used the transfer portal in this specific recruiting period. Do you think that this is something that is going to be kind of a pattern for Miami, or do you think because there are so many positions of need and the fact that Miami is so young, they only have like 6 or 7 seniors returning to this team, that they have reached, that they have used the transfer portal in the way that they have?
Yeah, you know, when you're a team that's basically got 7 seniors coming back and a bunch of guys that are inexperienced, you need to bring in some veterans, and you know, that's pretty much what he's done. I think in the long term, Manny doesn't want to abuse it. I think he'd prefer to get 4-year guys, but I think in a lot of ways, this is changing college football, this transfer portal, because you think about it, Zach, how many of these coaches recruit players, right? And I'm not talking about head coaches. I'm talking about assistant coaches. They spend all year or several years recruiting players, and then what ends up happening is the kid signs, he comes to your university, and a year later the assistant coach is somewhere else. He got a better job somewhere else, or he's been promoted somewhere else, or you know, or the kid decides to transfer. So with the transfer portal, you get instant gratification. I mean, these are guys that are going to be coming in that want to be here, that don't need to be really wined and dined because they look at Miami's roster situation and say, yeah, you know what? I know I can go in and play right away. I know I can basically make my resume for the NFL here. So I think you're going to see coaches use this more and more, and I think you're going to see kids use it more and more because, in the end, nobody wants to sit around on the bench for more than a year. You know, when guys are redshirted, they want to start playing the second year that they can. And I think what you're going to start to see now, and we'll see how the NCAA legislates this all and how rules change here over the next couple of years, but I think we're headed towards an age where because you need that instant gratification, because you need to replace holes right away, this is the best way to do it, and I think teams are going to do it more and more.
But don't you think that the NCAA, I don't know if they knew what was happening. Like 2 years ago, they instituted the early signing day. This year, it's the transfer portal. They've kind of created their own, for lack of a better term, NBA free agency, where there's all that, you know, hoopla and hype around free agency for a few weeks because you have that waiting period. It's kind of the same thing where the NCAA stays in the news. You know, if you ask me, the bowl season has become irrelevant except for the college football playoffs, and this kind of keeps the NCAA with the early signing period in December. Now the transfer portal in January, signing day is just in a few weeks. It keeps them in the news for a few more weeks than it used to, in my opinion.
No question. And it's really good for the media. I mean, we get to sit here and keep everybody's eyeballs on us for weeks and months. Before, you know, when I covered this team back in 2000, I first started covering it with Susan Miller-Degan at the Herald. I mean, helping cover that team, that was a great team. And yet, after the season was over, you had a couple months where you had nothing. You know, there was nothing sort of going on. Now, you know, people are already looking forward to this signing day. Who else could end up transferring? You know, spring football is a big deal now. It's a big production. Before, nobody really paid attention to it. Now everybody wants to read what's going on, you know, with new coaches and new strength coaches. I mean, what the NCAA has certainly done is create a season that lasts 12 months in terms of college football. Before, you know, it had its basically six-month run that included signing day, and now it's year-long for sure.
Manny Navarro joining us here on 560 WQAM. You can follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. You had an article a few days ago on The Athletic about Kane's new commitment, Peyton Matoka. I'm hoping I say that right. In terms of the article and what Peyton brings down here to Coral Gables, is this a guy that you can see legitimately vying for the starting quarterback job, or is he a guy maybe like a Cade Weldon that possibly is like a career backup? What do you see out of Peyton Matoka?
Well, I think he's certainly at least a year away from really competing for the starting job. He's a guy who has a lot of raw skills and ability. I mean, he's 6'4", 205 pounds, but he's a guy that he thinks he can get up to 220. And he played in a league in Texas. It was basically a Catholic school, league where you didn't face all the best teams in Texas. He did face some good competition, but not the best of the best. So it's a little different, and I think this is a guy who probably will take a year to really learn the system under Enos. But the one thing I'll say is he was handpicked by Dan Enos. I mean, Enos went around recruiting quarterbacks for the last couple of weeks after he got hired, and this is the guy that they targeted. This is the guy that they really wanted from everything that I heard. So I think he's got a chance to be certainly a guy who could be a backup quarterback by 2020, especially if Jaren Williams and Nkosi Perry skip town because Tate Martell takes over. I think he's a guy, you're right, he could be a Cade Weldon, and maybe by the time he's a junior or senior, he could be your starting quarterback.
National Signing Day just a couple of days away. One of the biggest remaining recruits out there is Wellington's Mark Anthony Richards. I know that you posted today that he was, Dan Mullen showed up in a helicopter or something like that. What do you see happening here with Mark Anthony Richards, obviously the brother of Amon Richards? I think a few weeks ago Miami was not looking so good, but things have changed dramatically in the last month. Do you expect him to come to Miami, or do you think somebody else is the front runner?
No, I don't think he's going to end up coming to Miami because he wants to play running back, and Miami's pretty much got everybody they want there. They got Asa Martin, who's the transfer from Auburn. And I think, as much as he might like the idea of hanging around his brother, who will still be going to school at Miami while he's there as a freshman, I think in the long run, teams like Florida and Auburn and Penn State have done a good job recruiting him for a long time. There was a while there where I think Miami was trying to basically bring him in as a safety, and then they kind of relented and said, okay, we'll take you as a running back. But I think in the grand scheme of things, I would be surprised if Richards ended up a Hurricane.
What about Tate Martell, obviously trying to get that waiver to play next year, to be eligible to start next year? Do you give us some insight into that. Do you think there's a legitimate chance that he could get that waiver to play next year?
Listen, there's been other quarterbacks that have somehow figured out a way to get that waiver. I think Shea Patterson is a kid that comes to mind, one that a lot of people have written about, who didn't necessarily have a strong case to be able to get that waiver and be eligible to play right away, but he did. So I wouldn't rule anything out in the case of Tate Martell. Obviously, I think his situation's a little different. He's basically leaving Ohio State because there's been a coaching change, and he feels that they're bringing in Justin Fields, and he's probably not going to get a chance to get on the field. So I think, the NCAA, it's going to be interesting to see how they rule on this, because I think they kind of opened Pandora's box a little bit with other recruits. If they say, yeah, it's okay if you have a coaching change as a redshirt sophomore to skip town. I think in the long run here, Zach, I think the NCAA is going to have to look at all of this, everything that's sort of gone on this first year with the transfer portal, and figure out how it wants to legislate things so it doesn't become the wild, wild west. I think for now it's going to be the wild, wild west. But I think for guys like Tate Martell and guys that obviously weren't able to graduate and they still want to get on the field right away, I think the NCAA is going to have to look at that and figure out a way to appease everybody.
You can follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro, covers the Canes for The Athletic. Before I let you go, Manny, yes or no, you know how to change a tire?
I heard this discussion earlier. Yes, I do know
Damn
how to
it.
Change tire. Yes, my father taught me when I was in high school. When I got my first car, a Toyota Celica, I think it was a 1992 Toyota Celica. He told me, he said, if you're gonna have a car, you got to learn how to change the tire. So I did, and it's funny because I have a lot of friends that are my age, and I'm 40, who can't change a tire. Guys who have called me while they've been out on the road and said, hey, do you know how to change a tire? And I'm like, dude, call AAA. Like that's everybody's supposed to have AAA for that reason. So they don't have to change a tire.
So I'm not in bad shape if I don't know how to change a tire, because I do have AAA, so I'm okay.
No, I think you're fine. I think a lot of guys out there, if they were really honest, would probably tell you they can't change a tire either. At least maybe, you know, the newer generation. How old are you, Zach?
I am 32.
All right. See, you're the new generation. You're 8 years younger than me. So okay. I think the majority of the guys after my group were kind of the ones that weren't necessarily taught how to change a tire.
Yeah, I have no shame, man. Nobody ever taught me how to change a tire. What do you want from me, man? You know.
And I won't change a tire nowadays. If I really have to, I will. But AAA, whenever I've had any tire issues, I call AAA.
Wait, so you know how to change a tire and you still call AAA, Manny?
That's part of why you pay AAA, man.
That has to be worse than me not knowing how to change a tire, right? That has to be worse, right?
Nah. If I'm in a rush, I will change the tire, but 9 times out of 10, I will call AAA.
You can follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. Manny, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us. I know you're not feeling well, so I hope you get some rest, man.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
All right, that's Manny Navarro. Does some great work covering the Canes for The Athletic. He's been a South Florida product for a long, long time. Make sure you check out his work at The Athletic. He's got his latest article about the Canes' new quarterback commitment, Peyton Matoka. I'm hoping I'm saying that guy's name right. It's even though it's pronounced or it's spelled M-A-T-O-C-H-A. It could be Peyton Matocha.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.